It's been just over a year since undocumented immigrants in California have been able to get driver's licenses through the AB 60 law. When the law took effect in January last year, there were extra long lines at DMV centers around the state. Close to 50,000 undocumented immigrants applied. Rosa Santos was one of them.
I passed the test. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm really happy.
Today, the DMV says it's issued over 600,000 AB 60 driver's licenses. Down the coast in Pescadero, farm worker Lupe Ramirez also has one. He and his wife got theirs together a year ago. KALW's Angela Johnston checked in with Ramirez to see how it's made a difference in his day-to-day life.
I meet Lupe Ramirez at the entrance of the K&S Ranch in Pescadero. It's right off Highway 1, about 25 miles south of Half Moon Bay. Ramirez works on the ranch doing maintenance, helping out with the land. In return, he and his family get free rent. It's lunchtime, and Ramirez wants to drive to downtown Pescadero for a burrito. The one taqueria in town has really good ones, he tells me. But before we pull out of the driveway, Ramirez wants to show me a very important piece of paper. He takes out his wallet and pulls out his driver's license.
Ahorita le estoy enseñando mi licencia, que es igual que las demás.
He tells me it looks the same as any other driver's license, except for small print in the right-hand corner. Most people can't tell the difference.
It's very small.
Ben Ranz is here too, sitting in the back seat. He's helping translate.
But it's like, what it actually says is not for federal use.
Ranz does outreach for Puente de la Costa Sur, a community organization serving the San Mateo coast. It's a community that's really hard to get around, especially if you don't have a car.
It's a really remote area, and access is limited to just about everything. I mean, you can't buy a pair of socks in Pescadero.
Shopping, laundry, banks, and schools are at least half an hour away, or more. Using the one bus that comes through Pescadero would take hours.
Si no tienes carro, es como no tuvieras pies, porque no puedes salir.
Not having a car is just, you might as well not have legs, or feet, is what he said, because you can't go anywhere.
So before AB 60 passed, people like Ramirez just drove anyway and risked getting pulled over.
Sí, me paró una vez cuando al principio que llegué.
Yeah, they stopped me once right when I arrived.
When Ramirez first moved here from Oaxaca 13 years ago, he was pulled over by the police on his way to do laundry in Santa Cruz. He couldn't understand English. He didn't know what he did wrong.
Sí, me dieron un ticket, me quitaron el carro.
Yeah, they gave me a ticket, they took my car, and I had to walk home.
So when he heard he could apply for a license, he started studying.
How long did you study for?
¿Por cuánto tiempo estudiaste?
For 2 months.
When they were ready, Ramirez and his wife went to the DMV in Santa Cruz.
Porque lo que tú aprendes en el libro son las mismas preguntas que te hacen en el DMV.
He says what he learned in the book were the same questions they asked him at the DMV. Ramirez and his wife passed their tests on the first try. And afterwards, they came into a class at Puente to tell others about the process. It can be intimidating, learning what all the signs mean in English, waiting in line, taking a driving test.
Después que se sienta uno seguro, que ya se sabe las reglas, pues es lo demás es fácil.
But he says he told people that after you study and you know the rules, the rest of it is easy. Almost everyone he knows has tried to get their licenses.
There still are a lot of people that haven't gotten their license, that either haven't wanted to put the time into it or are afraid of taking a test. So to see somebody in your own community who's, you know, basically in your shoes succeed at doing it, I think really gave a lot of people a lot of confidence that they could continue.
Rand says so far about 100 people in Pescadero and the surrounding community got their licenses through the new law. But they aren't stopping outreach because new people are always arriving. He says a license isn't a good idea for everyone. For example, someone who has a DUI or past problems with immigration. But for most people, he says it's one of the first things he brings up.
Do they have health insurance? On your phone, do you have voicemail set up so somebody can leave you a message? Like if the doctor can leave you a message. And yeah, do you have your driver's license? Like those are like getting those things and a few others sort of nailed down really just makes your life a lot easier.
Now that he has his license, Ramirez isn't afraid to drive anymore. His daughter can go to a better school in Santa Cruz, one that's 40 minutes away from where they live.
Si no tuviera yo la licencia, pues ahorita mi niña viniera a Pescadero porque no me hubiera yo arriesgado ir todos los días dos veces a Santa Cruz.
Before he got it, he wouldn't risk driving that far. Now, Ramirez says he drives almost 2.5 hours every day. And he says he feels safer on the road, whether it's going to do laundry, pick his daughter up from school, or just order a burrito.
Un jumbo burrito de pollo asado con frijoles negros.
In Pescadero, for Cross Currents, I'm Angela Johnston.
Y una coca.
Una coca de lata o
de... De lata.
Algo más?
Sí.
Estoy invitando, Oriel.
Ay, milagro.
¿Qué quieres? No.